Malone followed Mark. The rocky escarpment had narrowed, and the wind, which before was only a nuisance, had now become a hazard, molesting them with gale force, masking all other noise. The Belvedere Malone had crossed two nights ago, chasing Cassiopeia Vid, spanned 20 feet above them. The Tulle Magdala stood ahead. He glanced down. Scant brushwood dotted the steeply inclined plain for several hundred feet. Then a short ledge leveled, and below that, an even steeper drop began. Mark was 10 feet ahead of him. He saw him glance back, stop, and level his gun, pointing the barrel his way.
"Was it something I said?" he yelled.
Malone caught the glare in Mark's eye and turned back to see one of the short hairs coming straight for them.
"Far enough, brother," Mark hollered over the wind.
The man held a gun.
"If that weapon comes up, I'll shoot you," Mark made clear.
The man's arm stopped its rise. Malone pressed himself against the wall to give them room for the duel.
"This is not your battle, brother. I realize you're simply doing what the master ordered, but if I shoot you, even in the leg, you'll go over the edge. Is it worth it?"
"Would you shoot me, Seneschal?"
"Without question."
"Is what you seek important enough to harm another Christian?"
Malone watched as Mark pondered the question, and he wondered if the resolve he noted in the eyes was matched with the courage to follow through.
"No, brother, it's not worth a human life."
Mark lowered his gun. He turned to see the other man take advantage of Mark's concession. The gun started to rise, but the man never fired. A pop, muffled by the wind, came from Malone's left, and the short hair was thrown back as a bullet sank into his chest. A protective vest didn't matter. The close shot scrambled his balance. Malone stepped toward him, trying to prevent a fall, and caught sight of two tranquil eyes. He recalled the look from Red Jacket atop the round tower. Two more steps was all he needed to reach him, but the wind swept the brother off the promontory, and the body rolled downward like a log. He heard a scream from above. Some of the visitors on the Belvedere had apparently witnessed the man's fate. He watched as the body continued to roll, finally settling on a ledge far below. He turned to Mark, who still held the gun level.
"You okay?" he asked over the wind.
Mark lowered the weapon.
"Not really, but we need to go."
He agreed.
They turned and scampered down the stony track.